And John on a car phone, what you want to talk about?
Lloyd, I've seen you before. You ain't no chubby dude.
Well, true enough. I mean, I don't want to say that's true, but I have sympathy for those. My weight fluctuates, you know what I mean? I mean, not to get into it too much, but it'll go up and it'll go down, and right now it's at an upside. So
but
I could stand.
You ain't jabbing a hut either.
No. I could stand to lose 20 pounds, though.
I used to,
you know what it is? I used to be a runner. And I want to tell you, when you're a runner, and I ran marathons even, from that point in your life, it's like you're obsessed with it, sort of. And you always feel fat even when you're not, you know? So, and
well,
I definitely could lose some weight right now.
Body fat.
Those guys are.
Everything else feels bad, I guess.
I once entered a half marathon in West Virginia, and there were Kenyan runners there. I'd never really. I mean, it was a small little half marathon where actually international caliber people showed up, and I actually ate dinner across from this Kenyan runner. That guy was skinny as a rail and fast as an antelope. That was impressive, I must say.
Those Kenyans are awesome, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, they are awesome. They are truly. He was a nice guy, too. I mean, he really was a nice guy. He didn't.
Even though he beat the hell out of you?
Well, I was not competitive. I mean, I'm a weekend runner, okay? He was international caliber runner. He was just there to get a prize because he's gonna win the prize. There's no doubt about it. And there was a couple thousand bucks on the line, so. So he, you know, he's there making his living, but just a nice guy. He was interesting to talk to. His English wasn't super great, but I just remember him as being very friendly, very cordial, and very fast.
you messed up a little bit on Tony Bennett.
Oh, no, what did I do? What did I mess up on?
You left off one small detail, which I brag about all the time on him.
Let me hear it.
Well, the fact is, did he sing just as good today as he ever did?
Yeah, I agree with that.
He put out he's got an album out. It's a couple years old now. He did a bunch of duets with K.D. Lang.
Of course, there's a lot of us that sing just as good today as we always did, right? So it could be a left-handed compliment.
It could be a real left-handed compliment.
Exactly what I'm thinking.
But Tony is still over the top as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, no, you know, sometimes voices actually get better with age. I've noticed that, too. I actually think Elvis Presley, even when I've heard the Vegas recordings, just the voice itself, I mean, I love the younger Elvis. He's just such a sex symbol. But his voice is, I think, better in the Vegas years than in his earlier rock and roll years. Maybe the recordings are better, too. It's hard to say. But voices can get better with age. Yeah.
But a little thing about Kerry and the rah 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 and the American flag thing.
Sure, yeah.
I am a lifelong Democrat.
Sure.
You might as well call me a yellow dog Democrat.
I was going to guess yellow dog, but go on.
Have you ever
voted outside the Democratic Party in your life?
No.
Okay, that's yellow dog, pretty much. Yeah.
But this guy, it's going to change this time, bud. This guy, to me, is so phony. It is unbelievable.
Really?
And those wounds that you and T.A. were talking about, his first wound was self-inflicted.
Oh, my goodness.
The silly, not on purpose now, but he was so dipsy-doodle, he fired a pretty heavy-duty round that went into some rocks right offshore, and a piece of shrapnel come back and hit him in a forearm.
Okay, so I guess that's...
And he went to the doc for it.
It's kind of like Colonel Clink, I guess.
And this doctor testified. This doctor testified that he told him, "I'm going to be the next John Kennedy from Massachusetts."
No, I believe that. That I do believe. I agree with you.
You do know he had cameras going around filming him being a soldier.
Yes, I do.
And you do know that he applied for that Purple Heart, and also I thought he used the three Purple Hearts so he could get out of Dodge.
You know, you're on a serious matter. I want to talk about this in the next hour. Unfortunately, I'm out of time now, but I agree with your assessment. I did think that there was some phoniness in this. I don't want to not...
He got kicked out.
It was opportunism is what I saw.
Did you know that he got kicked out? The commander used that three Purple Heart rule to get rid of it. Go to SwiftBoatVets.com.
Oh, wow. Okay, I will. Hey, appreciate the call. I wish we had more time to talk about it, but I'm end of the hour, so I'll be back talking again right after this break for the news. We got another 6 minutes. Like I said, you can feel free to talk amongst yourselves for the next 5-6 minutes, and then I'll be back and take your calls.
920 on your AM dial, WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.